But as promised, we are joined right now by the senior VP of player evaluation for the New York Giants. He is part of four Super Bowl wins with the Giants and part of the ownership group of Justify, who is the winner of the first two legs of the Triple Crown. You've got the Belmont Stakes coming up on June 9th. It will be the 150th running of that race, and we've got another possible Triple Crown winner on our hands. We are joined right now by Chris Mara. Chris, it is so good to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks, Jim, for having me. I appreciate it.
Chris, great to have you. Now, you, my friend, are in rarefied air, a position that very few have been in when it comes to horse racing. We're about a week and a half out from the Belmont. How would you describe your mood right now? For instance, is it pure excitement? Is it nerves? Or is it something else?
You know, it's a little bit of nerves. It's also a lot of curiosity and what the field is actually going to look like. You know, the horse worked out yesterday morning and looked terrific. So I'm pretty confident in all that. There's not a lot I can do about it, I can tell you that, because I don't really have much say in what's going on with the horse. I just have to make sure the check clears.
Hey, Chris, that's really funny. I mean, you and I are having a conversation where I know exactly what you're talking about. As the owners, I think people have no idea how little control we have. And people like you and I and everybody in the business, don't we just wake up every single day and think, no news is good news. As long as I don't get that telephone call, I'm going to assume everything's all right and that's a good day.
That's absolutely correct. You know, my first year in this with Starlight, you know, we had a horse in Tense Holiday who ended up going to the Derby, and I'll never forget those 2 weeks before that. You know, we were doing draft preparations here, and I wake up in the middle of the night just waiting for either a phone call or a text or an email saying, oh, the horse is not doing well, blah, 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 and it was really nerve-wracking.
It's so true, Chris Mara, my guest, because they don't call to tell you everything's great. They only call if there's a problem. So we all kind of learn that as long as they don't call, that's a good thing. You know, everybody, and I want to talk to you about Justify, but everybody involved in horse racing has got a story about the moment they were hooked by the sport. What's yours?
I was 10 years old, and my dad, mom and dad took me to Belmont Park Saturday before a giant home game at Yankee Stadium, which I believe we got blown out in. But back then that happened a lot, and I was kind of hooked then. And then I just followed the sport, right through, you know, high school and college. And, you know, I parked cars at Yonkers Raceway when I was younger. Was fortunate enough to go see, Seattle Slough in 77 win the Triple Crown, and then affirmed the year after. And then 3 years ago, American Pharoah. So, I was just hooked on the sport right from the beginning.
You know, it's really interesting, Chris, because you've been around the game your entire life. You've been in professional sports most of your life. But while you were a fan of the sport, you weren't really, really all in as an owner until just a few years ago when you met Jack Wolf of Starlight Partners. What made you finally decide to get more involved and take that big plunge?
Well, we had just come off a Super Bowl win. My daughter, Rooney, had just been nominated for an Academy Award. And I felt pretty lucky. And so I said to my wife, you know, this might be the time where I start to get involved in you know, I'd been involved in some other ownership groups prior to this, but nothing to this level. This is a very, you know, expensive hobby, as I call it. And so we took the plunge, and it's been 7 years, and they've been all great years. It's not like they're all profitable or anything, but we have so much fun doing it. And this year, it's really paid off.
No, it's true, right? When it's good, it's great. When it's not, it's not. And it's a very, very expensive hobby. In fact, that's how I got in. Chris, my wife said, you need a hobby. You need a hobby. And she talked me into getting into this. And then finally, a few years later, she's like, I didn't say that expensive a hobby, but you needed a hobby. You know, you mentioned Jack Wolf. What's interesting to me is when you started to talk to him, he didn't say to you, we'd love to have you. Come on in. What he said to you was, why? What do you have to bring to the group? What was your response to that?
Yeah. That's exactly right. This isn't a group for everyone, but yeah, I sat down and talked to Jack, and he asked me what I would bring to the group. I said, well, we just won a Super Bowl, and my daughter's been very successful. I feel pretty lucky, so maybe I'll bring a little luck to the group. And so he sat there and had a Tito's or two with me and said, you're in. And then I went with Donna Brothers, who's part of our racing group, and went to the sales at Saratoga. And from that point on, I've been involved.
Chris, is that your poison of choice at the track, Tito's?
Yes, it is.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Chris Mara joining us. You need something to take the edge off at the track. You know, you've said that you've been around the sport long enough that you can now tell a good horse from a bad horse. When you first saw Justify, what did you think of him?
Well, we got involved in this right after Justify had won his maiden race back in February. And then, like about a week later, you know, the ownership group bought a piece of both Justify and Audible, who finished third in the Derby. And then Justify happened to run his second race on my birthday, March 11th, and I sat there and kind of in awe and watched him win by 9 or 10 lengths and said, wow, we might have something here. So that's kind of when I figured it out.
We're talking to Chris Mara. You know, you've been a part of the 4 Super Bowl wins that I talked about with the Giants. The last two came in dramatic fashion, especially. You had the David Tyree catch, the Plaxico Burress catch. But is there any way to compare? And people always want you to do this. They're totally different. But how do you compare the emotions of winning a Super Bowl with the emotion of seeing Justify coming down the stretch in the Derby, knowing you're going to win that race?
Well, you know, my situation is a lot different. Obviously, you know, being an owner of the team and an employee is part of the process of putting the team together. You know, there's certainly a lot of satisfaction when the team wins a Super Bowl or is successful, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And on the other hand, there's also a sense of disappointment when we're, you know, as lousy as we were last year. You take share of that responsibility. You know, with the horse racing, it's just great to be in a winner's circle. You know, I have, like I said, I have absolutely no say in what the day-to-day business of it is. I leave that totally up to Hall of Fame trainer and jockey and Mike Smith. But the feeling, it's very exhilarating. I mean, especially with the Kentucky Derby. You know, I've been going to the Derby for a long time now and just never pictured myself in the winner's circle. Between that and the Preakness, it's been a great ride, and hopefully we got one more left in us.
You know, Chris, I'll ask you about the Belmont in 1 second, but you mentioned Mike Smith. He's a guy that I've got immense respect for. He won us a couple of Breeders' Cup races. He had a number of other great one wins for us with Share Belief. I mean, I love the guy. Can you talk about the relationship he has with your horse and how the two of them together have handled everything so far?
Well, all I can tell you is they look great together. Those two races were pretty incredible. To think that this horse, you know, broke his maiden, you know, February 18th, and now is running for the Triple Crown. I think people in the business, you know, yourself included. I mean, this is a historic thing, and I think it'll all come out maybe next week, right before the race starts, when people kind of sit down, and I don't think the buzz is that high right now. I mean, we just had a Triple Crown winner 3 years ago, but I think by next week the buzz will get a little bit bigger.
Chris, I don't think people outside the business understand how astonishing that it is that you're even in this position, not only for a horse. I mean, these are three such demanding races. To even run in all three, regardless of where you finish, is a huge ask. To win all three is just astonishing to me, and especially for a horse that didn't even run as a two-year-old. It's amazing that Justify's in this position. So now you go to Belmont Park. You've got a chance to win the Triple Crown. Knowing what that track means to you in terms of your connection to the sport, what's it feel like for you to be in this position even?
Well, it feels great. I've never been in the position before, but you know, I've certainly been a part of all those Super Bowls, so I'm a little used to that type of the spotlight, at least, and having those nerves flowing in me. But this will be a great day. It's great for horse racing. It's great for the New York Racing Association to have, you know, 90,000 people show up. You know, it kind of makes our year as far as that goes. I just hope it's a great show.
So finally, Chris, how do you feel about him at a mile and a half on Big Sandy? Once again, a really big ask.
Well, it's a big ask, but, you know, the funny thing is this horse has basically won his last two races in 15 inches of rain between the Derby and the Preakness. And I don't even know if we've seen the best of the horse yet, because it really hasn't run on a dry track like that until it's, you know, back in its maiden voyage, because everything else has been on a wet track.
Well, he showed up big at the Preakness. Isn't it funny, Chris? The best ones, they don't care, I don't think. They can run on anything, over anything, through anything. The best ones just go.
That's exactly right. It's the same as a really good football player, a good wide receiver, good running back. They can play in any conditions.
And non-race fans love this. Before I let you go, what's a good comparison? When you look at Justify, is there an NFLer that horse reminds you of?
Well, I'm hoping it's Saquon Barkley, our first-round pick.
There you go. There you go. Senior VP of Player Evaluation for the New York Giants, and you've got the Belmont running on June 9th, the 150th running, and we're looking at a possible Triple Crown once again. Chris, great to have you on the show. It's an amazing spot to be in. Good luck. I hope you get it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Chris Mara joining us. All right, Chris, thank you. It's an amazing horse. an amazing horse with one of the best jockeys to ever do it. I'm going to argue the best jockey to ever do it. But I'm a big Mike Smith guy, as you know.